Apocrypha Chronicles, Episode 5, The Eaters.
Fee? Fee, wake up for Earth's sake. You're probably drooling all over that old keyboard.
Morning, Elder.
Have you been home at all?
No, I'm just
going through this time capsule from 2020. There's so much here.
Anishinaabe people everywhere really defended themselves against the virus, and they also spoke out against injustice.
Send a message home. Let them know where you are.
They know. Where else would I be?
Wandering the woods?
Sense this.
Anishinaabemowin audio log for November 22nd, 2020. Progress is slow, but steady. As usual, remembering verbs in conjunct form is the biggest challenge. That Ojibwe grammar, man. But I'm getting there. Can be pretty frustrating, but I gotta keep reminding myself why I'm doing this. My priority for learning Anishinaabemowin, or the Ojibwe language, is to pass it on to my sons. They do have names in the language after all. Jiquis and Ayabe. I love those boys so much. Also, as an Anishinaabe person who makes a living using the English language, I kind of feel like it's my duty to devote just as much time and attention to my native language. Right now, I'm in the process of writing my next novel, and I want Anishinaabemowin to be a big part of it. It's going to be in a lot of the dialogue, so I got to get it right. I want to eventually write a novel in my language, someday. It's a huge job, and who knows if I'll ever have the skill to do it. But that's why I'm making these recordings, to document the words and lessons I'm picking up along the way, and also to keep myself accountable to my culture, my family, my community, and our stories. They say that Ojibwe is one of the only indigenous languages that'll survive into the next century. I don't know who they is, but that fact has been hammered into my brain over the years. Some community dialects of Anishinaabemowin are already dying, or dead. It's a tragedy. Makes me pretty damn angry. This country is responsible for that. I don't speak my language fluently because Canada beat and shamed my ancestors out of speaking it and passing it down. But I gotta remind myself not to get too mired in these bad feelings. I'm still gonna talk about them though, because that's an important part of this journey. Anyway, here are today's words. This is stuff I'm gonna use in the next novel. The word for blueberry is mean. The plural, blueberries, is minan. It's an inanimate noun, so there's going to be an important scene later in the book focused on blueberry picking, and I have to remember that bit of grammar. Blueberry is an inanimate noun. The verb to pick blueberries is minke. Nui minke means I'm going blueberry picking. Ngi minkeme means we picked blueberries. Minkenda means let's pick blueberries. So that's the language memory for today's log. And now here's a bit of prose that I'm going to have to translate. I wrote this in English today, and I'll start trying to translate it tomorrow. But here it is, so that I don't forget. My boy, it is time to go. Our people have been here for too long. We need to go back home. We can't stay here anymore. This land has sustained us. It has provided. It welcomed us, comforted us when no one else did. They sent us up here to die. Little did they know. Yet here we are after everything that has happened. Now their ways are dead, but not our ways, no. You helped take us back to where we needed to be. You're a good man. You did it for her, for your people, and for all of your children, and all their children, and the children that will come after them. You made it this far. You have to go farther, though. We can't stay here anymore. It's time to go home.
Can you believe they thought their language wouldn't survive?
Many things have been lost over time. Many have fought to have their culture, lives, safety preserved. Though we haven't moved an inch, we have journeyed long to get here.
We should send it to the Wasoxing First Nation. The Bear Clan would probably like to have it in their archive.
Very thoughtful. Prepare it for transmission. Ask if we can keep a copy here, though. I'll plant it in the garden for the next 130 years.
Of course. Lar.
Yes?
Hearing all these voices from the past, fearing language loss or talking about the pandemic, we all learn about that in the histories and in the laws and ballads, but to actually hear it, there was so much to be afraid of.
We are used to hearing our stories performed, handed down. But it is quite another thing to hear the voices themselves.
Desperation. Resolve. Confusion. So many people were sick. So many died. Imagine if our world changes like that. That's what the fungal intelligence is suggesting is going on. We have to share this with the others.
As soon as I find proof of the threat of these parasites, I'm going to go to the other gardens. In the meantime, I need you to keep working. Your real work, Hyphene. We must be prepared to welcome the Equinox travelers into our sphere. Have you been entering the backlog?
Not yet.
Then you have your task.
All right. Who's next? What are they called again? CDROMs. I guess I should start up a report on this batch. Now, where's the drive that goes with these ones? Face it, your heart's not in it this morning, Hyphene. Arisgorna report. 471, Summer B. It's almost autumnal equinox. Report by Junior Archivist Hyphene. Actually, it's a bit negligent I haven't logged a report about what's been going on until now. A lot's been happening. I mean, a lot. We've been contacted by a fungal intelligence. By we, I mean us. Here, at the Arisgorna Archive. But I kind of really mean me. For some reason, the FI Oh, that's what Lara and I are calling it. FI, short for Fungal Intelligence. Anyway, for some reason, the FI picked me to signal to. First, I'm not sure if it's an it or a they. Anyway, first, they led me into this out-of-the-way stretch of woods, totally off-net. It's a bit creepy because they must have realized I like it there, which means it was watching me. Somehow. Through the myconet? Through sporocarps in the woods? The trees? It doesn't quite make sense. I'm pretty sure the FI originated from the myconet, but it's become an entity unto itself. It must have power outside the myconet. It also seems to be hiding outside the myconet. More on that in a sec. The point is, first, it led me into that stretch of woods and then hacked into my AirPod, that wireless ear speaker thingy, and played me a bunch of spooky recordings from like 130 years ago. From the time of the first of the three big pandemics. I recorded them. Oh, spores, I'm such a burl. I should catalog those properly right away. But I've been so distracted. The FI makes contact, and then it disappears for a while, and it keeps talking about a pandemic. Like, an impending pandemic that's going to attack all of our fungi. Here. Now. And it keeps playing all these recordings from the past, and I'm not quite sure yet what to do. I have so many questions for it. I want to help it. So does Elder Lar. Yesterday, we managed to speak to the FI. Lar had to interweave with the myconet, but I think now that she's figured out how to feel them, the FI, she could easily contact them again without having to interweave or wait for them to contact us. Gotta grab those AirPods.
Fee.
Oh, hi there.
We sensed your questing questions.
Sensed my... Wait, so you were listening to me just now? Pheromones?
We feel you.
Well, that kind of explains a lot, actually.
Ask us your questions.
Okay, give me a sec. Now I have to choose one. Okay. All the voices that you've shared with us, how did you find them?
Our mycelia were probing, feeding. Human used old wood. Nourishing. Not far from here, but not close. Many rhizomes away. Off net, you would say. Beautiful stale stench of abandoned human structures. Rotting wood. Houses. And this was there. These voices.
How did you play it?
Tech from the digital age. Yes, we know. Everything is electricity. Everything is signals. We listen.
You listen.
We listen.
Another question?
We listen.
Yesterday you said the myconet feeds the eaters. Is the myconet dangerous for you? Is it dangerous for you to come here to the Erisgurna? Where do you even live?
We stay off net. You are right. It is not safe here for long. We weaken.
Incoming transmission.
Play transmission.
Fee, I've been to the six other gardens and spoken with the tenders. I found evidence of similar mycelial jumps, each corresponding to a parasitic outbreak. But those were swiftly controlled, and the ecosystems appear to be flourishing. The other gardeners don't believe there is any threat of a fungal pandemic. Nothing in the cycle of the seasons, as far as we can sense, would suggest that. I've taken core samples to examine further. I'll be returning to continue our work shortly. I should warn you, I wasn't met with warm reception. I tried to suggest the impending trouble, and there was much resistance. On my way back, I received a message from the council. They are curious about our progress for the Equinox Exchange. We can work on preparations for the show when I return.
Ikeswheel? F.I. Did the transmission chase you away? I'm sorry for the interruption. I hope we can talk again soon. I guess I'll just get back to it.
The gift of the present is made by hand.
We feel from the earth. Oh, that smells good. What is that?
I found these birch boletes on the way back, off net. Dinner.
Wow, they're beautiful.
They will be delicious with this season's garlic.
I got your transmission.
I know.
I've been working, too.
I know.
The FI came back.
Oh?
It said it's dangerous for it to come here for too long, that it needs to live off net to avoid the eaters, but, Elder, if there is evidence of the parasites, how come the ecosystems haven't crashed?
Our ways are strong. We know how to tend our community, to take care of each other.
Yes, but what if there was a member of our community that we didn't know existed, we didn't know to take care of? How could we then continue to call our age the Age of Symbiosis? The FI is warning us.
Our ways are strong. We gardeners, we have tended so carefully. We have taken great pains to nurture the symbiosis that sustains not only us, but all life. There must be a solution to these eaters in the garden.
And if there isn't?
I am looking for answers too.
But what if we are running out of time? The FI needs help now. We need to help it. We need to convince the others.
There's no evidence. How can we convince them when nothing appears amiss?
We have to share the voices, like the FI said. We have to tell them what we know.
This sounds like a fiction from the archive. I'm trying to imagine telling of this at the show, and the reactions I imagine are discouraging.
What if we could find a way to bring the FI to the performance? Then they'd have to believe us.
Would they? And if they don't? I fear for what the council may wish to do to our archive. They may feel we have transferred enough knowledge to the garden, that the Eris Gorna has served its purpose. I fear for what they may wish to do with you.
We have to try.
I'll be in the garden. And dear one?
Yes.
I do believe you.
born. The humans build and fall, and we are there. We will be there.
These are the Apocrypha Chronicles. Episode 5, The Eaters. You heard Ray Takei as Fi, Renai Moriso as Lar, Mela Pietropaolo as the Fungal Intelligence, and Stephanie Wong as the Myconet Computer Voice. Original music by Benton Roark and Jessica McMahon. Directed by Stephanie Wong. Written by Jessica Schacht and Paolo Pietropaolo. Audio producers, Natasha Aziz and Paolo Pietropaolo. Creative producer, Melanie Yates. Executive producer, Debbie Wong. Artistic directors, Debbie Wong and Benton Roark. This project was produced by Renaissance Opera as part of IndieFest 2020. You also heard an original work by Wabgi Jig Rice, commissioned by Renaissance Opera. For further details, please visit apocryphachronicles.ca. Very special thanks to Victor Guerin for sharing his knowledge of the Hunkaminam language and to River Blondin Burt for their contributions to world building. This podcast was produced on the stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. The Apocrypha Chronicles was made possible through generous support from the City of Vancouver, Creative BC, and the Province of British Columbia. Renaissance Opera acknowledges the support of the Canada Council for the Arts. We also acknowledge the Government of Canada's support for IndieFest.